Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like your thoughts are running a marathon while your emotions are doing a death metal concert in your chest? Yeah, me too. It's 2023, and between social media overload, work stress, and the general chaos of existence, it's easy to feel like our brains are on high alert all the time. But listen up, because today we're talking about something super important, mastering your thoughts and emotions for emotional balance. This isn't some mystical mumbo-jumbo. It's about gaining control over that inner whirlwind so you can actually enjoy the ride. Think of it like this. Your mind is a powerful tool, but it needs to be wielded with intention, not just let loose on a rampage. Alright, let's dive into five key takeaways that'll help you become the master of your mental and emotional universe. First up, awareness is key. Ever heard the saying, you can't manage what you don't measure? It's true. Take some time to really tune in to your thoughts and emotions throughout the day. What triggers you? What calms you down? Start paying attention to those patterns, because awareness is the first step towards change. Next, challenge those negative thought patterns. You know those little voices in your head that say things like, I'm not good enough, or this is impossible. Well, guess what? They're just thoughts, not facts. Start questioning those negative narratives and replace them with more positive and realistic ones. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle. The more you use certain thought patterns, the stronger they become. So, consciously choose to strengthen the positive muscles in your mind. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to involve sitting on a mountaintop chanting for hours, though that can be cool too. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and just be. Even 5 minutes of mindful practice can make a huge difference in calming your mind and reducing stress. Now, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Lastly, build a support system. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and make you feel good about yourself. Sometimes, all you need is a listening ear or a shoulder to cry on. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super-driven marketing executive, always juggling deadlines and client demands. Sarah's constantly feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted. Her thoughts are racing, her emotions are on high alert, and she's struggling to find balance. Sound familiar? Now imagine Sarah starts implementing these strategies. She begins practicing mindfulness during her lunch break, challenges those negative self-talk patterns, prioritizes sleep and exercise, and connects with supportive friends and colleagues. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling a shift. Her anxiety levels decrease, she finds more clarity and focus, and she's able to navigate the demands of her job with greater ease. Sarah learns to master her thoughts and emotions, leading to a happier, healthier, and more balanced life. You see, it's not about erasing those tough feelings. It's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately choosing how we respond. So, the key takeaways here are, be aware of your thoughts and emotions, challenge negative patterns, practice mindfulness, prioritize self-care, and build a strong support system. These strategies empower you to take control of your mental and emotional well-being, creating a life filled with more balance, joy, and resilience. Remember, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're already doing to manage your thoughts and emotions? Share your tips and insights in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and empowerment together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.